BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20, Jesus the first fruits. Jesus was indeed raised from the dead. Paul points out that Jesus is the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. This is no mere miracle considering the Hebrew calendar and the year of Jesus' death, burial, and bodily resurrection. The Passover, according to the Old Testament law, was to be eaten at twilight on the 14th day of the Hebrew first month, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 9. The 15th day, the Lord's Feast of Unleavened Bread begins, Leviticus 23, verse 10. Therefore, every year these two feasts fall on different days of the week, depending when it's the 14th. One year the Passover could be on Monday, then the next year it could be on the Sabbath, which is our Saturday. The Feast of First Fruits is when the high priest presents the first sheaf of the spring harvest to the Lord at the temple. The spring harvest is the barley harvest in the Western Mediterranean lands. The priest is to wave the sheaf on the day after the Sabbath, after Passover. That's according to Leviticus chapter 23 again, verses 9 through 11. Then he is to burn it. Therefore, the Feast of First Fruits will always be on a Sunday, the first day of the week, just as Easter is always on Sunday. Jesus, as well as scriptures, says that he would be in the tomb 3 Hebrew days. The Hebrew day starts at sunrise and ends at sunset. The combination of these three things, well, more than three things, could only be fulfilled that year, making Jesus the true first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. Only 1 year in Jesus' entire earthly life was it possible for all these to be fulfilled. In other words, the Passover had to be eaten on a Thursday evening. He had to be dead and in the tomb before sunset the next day, which is Friday. He had to remain in the tomb the entire Sabbath rest. And he had to rise on the third day at sunrise and appear before God his Father in heaven as the first fruit of those who would rise from the dead after him on that same day. This is why the just risen Jesus told Mary Magdalene, who was standing at the tomb when he walked out, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to my Father." John chapter 20, verse 17. After she left, as he told her to, he appeared in heaven to God his Father as the first fruit. Jesus perfectly fulfilled the law concerning the spring feast, including the feast of the first fruits.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.